My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't wanna hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess to you. I don't see nothing wrong.
All right. Welcome. It is September 11th. Never forget. Never forget. 2019, the Malcolm Go podcast. I don't see nothing wrong with a little back jizzing. Tyler's here.
Hey, what's up? I was real close.
Fucking headphones are blazing.
I almost said this is my favorite holiday, but I would never.
That'd be awful. I got wished a happy 9/11 today.
Did you hear Trump, the almighty one? He had a great speech today. He's killing it.
No.
He's out there. He said that the original, they were trying to attack the Trump Tower. They missed and hit the World Trade Center.
No, he didn't say that.
He might have slipped up at one point. He's the best guy of all time.
I feel like this should be an exciting beginning to the Malcolm Go podcast. We had a thorough dismantling of an AFC power at home, banner night, dropping the sixth banner. You know, all the players came back. I've got great stories. I don't know if you're following my tweets this past weekend.
Are you kidding me? Whole world's following this. It was a great, live, live action.
A lot of action this weekend. And you know, I mean, it started on, was it Sunday? Maybe it was Saturday. It was Saturday. We got the Antonio Brown news that he was becoming a Patriot.
Yeah.
First thoughts.
First thoughts is disregard everything we said about him last week on the podcast. Exactly. Here.
Best guy I've ever seen. Yeah. Best player in the world. Love him.
Hero, not only on the field, but in the community.
Yeah.
I'm sure he slips up from time to time.
Who doesn't? I don't think I want to know a guy that doesn't jizz on the back every now and again.
I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what he's accused of. The sexual assault and rapes that he's accused of is like the one thing that she said is that he jacked off on her back. Which,
when?
That's just like being a boyfriend.
How?
How? No, he didn't like go up to her at Foot Locker. Like they were in bed together.
Yeah, I was saying, like, they were sleeping together?
Yeah, I think it was in the morning though.
Oh, she was sleeping and he was laying next to her and he jerked off on her back.
Yeah. The guy's an all-pro. I mean, you're not going to let him do it?
When did it happen? In college, though, right?
No, it was like maybe 2 years ago. He was in Pittsburgh. It might have been last year.
And she was working for the team?
No, she was a trainer that like contacted him from Florida and just wanted to train him. And he was like, all right, you can train me.
And then they slept together?
Yeah, I think that basically the arrangement in the first place. I don't think she knew more about athletics than Antonio Brown did. I've seen photos.
They slept together and came on her back. That's what we're. This is. I didn't. I honestly.
Yeah. He slept. They slept with each other several times, and like the one time was he jerked off on her back, and like she's mad about that all this time. She never filed a complaint with the police.
Well, I don't know.
She's only suing him.
Yeah, because that's not really like a. It's weird. We hold athletes.
It's almost like I don't know.
This weird high standard, like. Rape in the Navy is like one out of every two men rape in the Navy. They say like if you're a girl, don't join the Navy because
I might join the Navy.
They rape you. Yeah. Like it's just a fact, kind of. And we don't hold the military to a high.
This is like the second most outrageous thing you've said in as many weeks. Like first of all, the Bradley Cooper thing last week got a lot of buzz, got a lot of email back, and now I'm getting
true.
Everybody in the Navy is raping each other.
It's just, I mean, I've had friends who
Top Gun.
I had a girl who's going to join the Navy, and her cousin was in the Navy. And he said, don't, you can join any other branch but the Navy because you're probably going to get raped.
I know that the Navy, I mean, the stereotype of the Navy is just there's a lot of gayness going on those boats.
A lot of everythingness. Rapingness, gayness, all
rape
types of
and gays, rapes
so,
and
I mean, I would jerk off on a back. I mean,
I listen. That's like, I mean, in this forward thinking society, that's like a slap on the ass.
Here's what I say.
You know what I mean?
If you were to tell
like in the
me,
50s, that was this is like what it's turned into.
So that, yeah. If you were to tell me, hey, my sister got raped, I'd be like, oh fuck, like what happened? Well, she slept with a guy a few times, and then one time in the morning, he jerked off on her back. I'd be like. It's well, not, I think that's the best kind of rape.
I mean, literally, you're like that's tier one of rape, I think.
Yeah, that's. I mean, sure, if you want to call it rape, I don't even know what rape is anymore. But I mean, that's not the worst type of rape.
No,
that's like a half a game rape. That's not like a four game rape.
I wouldn't even sit him on my fantasy team for that. I would literally he'd be starting. He should start.
Now, let's just clear things up. If he was on the Jets, I think we'd all want him out of the league.
If he was on the Chiefs, I'd hate disgusting. Yeah. Animal.
It was awful. Did you see Tyreek Hill's injury?
I hate to see it. Yeah. I hate to see it.
Got the same injury he gave his girlfriend. how's it going,
and
folks?
His son. Hey, how you doing? No, I mean, you're excited at first, and you're thinking, this is going to be great. I can't believe it. You got Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, Demaryius Thomas, Gunner, and now you got, and then you have, and then you add Antonio Brown. You're like, this team can't be stopped. And then you're like, well, maybe they're not that great. Then they go on and they beat the shit out of the Steelers. And you're like, oh my God, they're going to add Antonio Brown to this.
And then
Philip Dorsett. And then you're like, uh-oh. And then all of a sudden on Monday, coincidentally, the day that he signs with the most despised sports franchise in the world, a phantom, lawsuit emerges.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, the day that he signs with the Patriots.
Why? So is this lawsuit always around? It just
apparently it was around like 2 days ago. It was like a possibility, and this girl's been trying to extort him. I don't like the victim blame, but I feel like I already know the answer to this and how this is going to play out.
I mean, I don't know, like.
I'm not here to defend Antonio Brown, but I just know I could smell it. I could smell a money hungry girl from miles away.
Yeah, I don't know. I have fun. Whatever. I mean, well, how about Demaryius Thomas getting traded?
Well, that was the thing. I was Mulligan. The minute when Demaryius Thomas got traded, and then fucking, and then like an hour later, they were like, "Oh, Antonio Brown raped girls."
Wait,
I was like, wait a second.
We didn't mean to say yes.
No. I didn't sign the paperwork. I don't know. So I'm in. Thinking, I was just like, does it scare you? I just have a feeling like, you know, I've been reading a lot of ESPN and that he might be put on the commissioner's exempt list, which is a fancy form of being suspended.
Yeah, it's like we're not going to let you play, but. We should, but we should.
But they pay you, yeah. And it's like I don't know. It's just a way to like pretend
why
you're suspending
Kareem Hunt
him.
On that.
I think while they were investigating him, but the thing with them is in Tyreek Hill is that was criminal, right? This is a civil lawsuit, yeah. Which can go on for I don't know years. Apparently, we got to get to the Malcolm Go legal expert that lives in Arkansas. We were texting back and forth recently.
He knows some stuff.
No, he doesn't know anything, but he read the text messages. He's the Malcolm Go legal analyst.
We'll take it. Yeah,
he's KP from Arkansas.
KP does sound like a nice law firm.
He's a Southern lawyer, so he wears a lot of what do you call it? Wears a lot of seersucker and bow ties. Has a pig, you know, things like that.
I could use him. I got a couple things coming down. Yeah, coming down.
He's
the
good.
Alley.
You can use him. He works for pro bono for the Malcolm Go podcast. Emails a lot. We text quite a bit.
A couple appearances.
Yeah, whenever we get sued by our sponsors, Kowloon, Route 1 in Saugus North. Kowloon.
Yeah, they might have not liked the fact that.
They don't love rape conversation.
They don't love rape conversation. They don't like the fact that maybe we were implying that they have indentured servants as their waiters.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, they're paid a living wage in yen or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's just not. It's not up to par without, let's say, if you're working at Applebee's.
It feels like a rundown situation.
They do have the same names as if they work at Applebee's, though. For some reason, they're all, you can't speak English, but they're all named Ben and Bill and Steve. Hello, I'm Steve.
You ever see The Rundown with The Rock and
I did, Stifler? Maybe. Yes, that was a long time ago, though. That was like The Rock's first movie.
And
there's a remake.
What's his name? Fucking owns the mind and they feed.
Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken owns the mind. That's what feels like is going on in Kowloon.
I can't remember any of that movie. All I remember is the cover with him walking around with a 2x4 like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
It was awesome. He beat that fucking, those, I don't even know what that word.
Was it Rosario Dawson in that?
Gorgeous.
Love her.
Anyways, I honestly, like, do we need Antonio Brown to win the championship?
From what I saw last week, no, not at all.
No.
I feel like they could win 14 games like that. You know, without, Demaryius Thomas was inactive last week. And they just,
and I don't even know how good he is anymore. He hasn't been good in 2 years.
No, but I mean, he would have helped. He was like a, I feel he was a Josh Gordon belt and suspenders. You know what I mean? If Josh Gordon was like, if like he got too high one day and they, you know, he had to leave the team, got suspended.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Demaryius Thomas can replicate somewhat of what he does.
I think that's what we're worrying about is that if Josh Gordon like kind of implodes, you need something.
Yeah.
So Demaryius Thomas was that something.
Yeah. So N'Keal Harry, like
Myers with, looks that catch across the middle Myers had was fun.
Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah.
He needs to play more. Philip Dorsett is breaking out. I mean
you've been on the Dorsett bandwagon for a good 5 years.
He was like my Barkevious Mingo where I just every week I'm just like, this is it. They're going to let him loose.
Yeah.
And then finally, that was his first 2-touchdown game where he's running through the defense. Pittsburgh Steelers safeties. Since Tom Brady was in this league, the Pittsburgh Steelers safeties, doesn't matter if it was Paul Amalu, fucking Ryan Clark, any safety that was fucking all pro or pro bowler, Tom Brady just dominates them.
Yeah.
Start to finish, the Pittsburgh Steelers safeties have no idea where Tom Brady's throwing again. He dominates him with his eyes. It's
I'm going to be honest.
Embarrassing.
I saw Barkevious Mingo on another team recently. And in my head, I'm like, how the fuck did they manage to get that pro bowler? Like, you've talked him up so much on this podcast.
How much are they paying him?
I'm like,
13, 14 mil?
Yeah. Is it him or is it TJ Watt that you want to start in the...
Yeah. He's on Houston, right? He got traded. He was a throw-in for Jadeveon Clowney. They didn't need two elite pass rushers, the Seahawks said.
No, that's just... I mean, it's almost unfair.
Yeah. So, I think that worst-case scenario... is they put him on the exempt list and he can't play, which I wouldn't put past Roger Goodell to do. Like,
I think that would have to be done,
but
tomorrow
it would have to be done like immediately, and it would be unprecedented, as Ian Rappaport said. Nobody's ever been put on the exempt list for a civil lawsuit.
Yeah, but because
it's crazy. Because I mean, literally, you could just I could sue Tom Brady tomorrow for rape, and you know, just sue him.
No one believe you.
No, yeah.
He was asking for it. Tom, stop.
You can't be rape if it's in your mouth, Tony. So they would, you know, and then they would have to put him on, what do you call it? Exempt list. If he's getting sued for rape. You don't know. Yeah. Nobody knows the facts. It could last forever. So I don't really trust anybody that goes and just sues you instead of even going to the police once anywhere. Never once.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
So the girl's getting bad info on what she should be doing.
If he shows up, even if he...
Hey, where are the white women at?
Finally, perfect job. We've been holding that one for 3 years, and it's just giving clutch. But, all right, honestly, like, do they need him next? Who are they putting them? Do we need him next?
Miami?
Dolphins?
Listen, they always have trouble in Miami. Miami is so bad right now that I don't know if they could beat the Sauga Sachems.
I feel bad for Flores.
Me too. They're fucking him hard over there.
Yeah, he's really getting screwed.
They're fucking him.
That is a... Like, they should have hired a white coach to do this.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah, this really move. Feels racist, what
it does.
They're doing.
Like, I don't call a racist in the NFL. This feels super racist.
It does. Like, they brought in Flores. Like, we need a guy to, like... kind of use as a scapegoat for a couple of years while we suck, and then we're going to get a quarterback, number one overall, and then fire him.
And get an offensive coach.
And then, then they'll hire McDaniels or something.
Yeah, they're going to get a young five. The new thing to do in the NFL is get a coach under 5'8".
Yeah.
That's young.
Tight khakis. Yeah,
tight khakis.
Wears really hip jackets on the sidelines, gelled hair.
Tight body
hasn't
khakis.
Hasn't lost a strand of hair yet. He's got to be like 26, 25.
Some hot wife.
Yeah.
They always have hot wives.
Even Russian models.
Like, they just... I don't know. I'm over these fads. Like, they come and go. And,
yeah. Just give me Belichick, a fucking 70-year-old grizzled man.
Who are the best two coaches in the AFC right now? Arguably a 350-pound
mustache-wearing
idiot.
Yeah.
And fucking some old 65-year-old Belichick. Like, and they're by far the best coaches.
Yeah. Nobody even close. I mean, Harbaugh, I guess, would be somewhat close. I don't think Tomlin's a very good coach at all. I think he just had good players. I watch him try to compete against the Patriots, and it's... horrendous. What, he beat him twice?
He's like great coordinators. I mean, Dick...
Dick LeBeau.
Yeah, he was running that defense
since
like
the 60s.
And you think Tomlin had one say what happened in defensive practice?
No.
It was like, no, it was, you're not, get away from my defense.
So he like walked into Ben Roethlisberger in his prime. He had walked into an elite defense in its prime. Yeah. Got, you know, like the general manager's really good. Drafts all those ridiculous receivers.
Yeah, skill position out of the
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown. Bryant.
Plaxico Burress. Antonio Holmes.
There was another one in there. He was good for a couple years right before Martavis Bryant and then vanished.
I don't remember.
Honestly, the Pats are kind of doing it right now.
Yeah.
They draft like these 6'5", like kind of big, tall receivers that just make plays. And I mean, Juju is another one. Like,
yeah, Juju.
They just... The Steelers just cycle these guys in. The Pats just watch them get these guys. Like, where the fuck? We're scraping an old quarterback out to fucking roll him out as a wide receiver. Like, why can't we do any of this?
I don't know. Edelman was good. They fucking... I like what they're doing. Just getting fucking... Just getting... what do you call it? Just like, they just wonder about the defense and then just sign fucking free agent wide receivers that you know are good.
Yeah.
And you know, fucking hit on one, maybe. Like, you hit on Edelman. You hit on Malcolm Mitchell. He got hurt, couldn't play anymore. But maybe you hit on N'Keal Harry. Who knows?
We should
Jacoby
have,
Myers you hit on. He's an undrafted guy.
But we should have had a guy like Brandon LaFell on the outside since Brady's been on the team. Like, a guy.
Just a big, strong guy.
No, he's fine.
But they did, though. They always had a guy that was like that.
No, not really. I mean, Hogan...
No, not Hogan. All right, that's a lapse. But like,
and who was before that?
Like, David Givens was like that.
06? We're going back to 06.
That's 03, 04.
They had Moss, and then...
Moss.
And then they had no...
Big, strong guy. No, I mean, they had terrible play. They had a lot of bad players from like 09 to 2012, 13.
I mean, granted, Gronk is like...
He made up for a lot of stuff.
He did.
The Patriots have had two of like the greatest draft picks of all time.
Yeah,
Tom Brady was the 6th-round pick. Gronkowski was a 2nd-round pick. When Gronkowski would have gone number one overall if anyone knew what he was how good he was going to be.
Seriously.
I mean, I don't know. It's just they drafted Hernandez. He was good. He just had other issues.
Here in the podcast, we like to say until that went to trial, we don't know who's innocent or guilty.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah.
All I remember is him getting off on 2 counts of murder.
Yeah. No.
I think he killed that first guy. So.
Allegedly.
I mean, yeah.
Let's not, you know, disparage the dead. All right.
No. Or the raped. So, what do we got next? So, yeah. So, today they were talking about, he had his jersey number on today, Antonio. He's only wearing number 1, which makes me nervous because he's a head case, right? We saw what happened in Oakland. I tweeted it out. I was like, I got $1,000. What?
On a jersey?
He was wearing number 1 as a jersey because, you know, he's always been number 84, right? So right now, the Patriots have Ben Watson's number 84.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So he's suspended, so he can't even talk to anybody on the team for 4 weeks. It's not permitted in the NFL to change your number midseason. He hasn't technically played, but he's number 84 on the team. I wouldn't put it past Antonio Brown to just not play because he can't get number 84. I mean, he could have went to practice today with any number that was available. Why was he wearing number 1 that you know you can't wear?
He didn't get to choose what practice number he wears. They give the practice numbers out as like 62.
Not mid-season. Once you make the team, you have a number. You know, once preseason starts, those guys get numbers. That's like a training camp thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like a number is not going to matter.
Why are the fruit flies in my basement? It's the kegerator. That's why I put those little caps on it.
You gotta put the caps on. Everyone knows that.
So I don't put anything by it. The pregame tailgate, epic this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I saw some of this action.
Yeah, it was wild. So anyway, we show up. I gotta get there 4 hours early. Gates open at 4:30, which I think is a fucking ruse. Number one, because I got there literally. I was pulling up to the stadium at 4:30 when they say that the gates open. The fucking place 95%. Packed.
Well, I would expect you should be there too for
8:30 game. Yeah. But they don't open. It says you don't open the gates until 4 hours before the game, 4:30.
Like, it feels like you should be able to, like, on a night game, like, you should get there at 2.
I would have been there at noon if they would have let me. So I get there.
It's weird that I never knew this rule, but that's weird.
Yeah. So I get put in, you know, actually, I made it into my nice spot, which I like. Put the flags up. People are going wild for me. They know I get the best flags in the stadium.
You do have good flags.
So, you know, we're there about an hour and a half, maybe 45 minutes. It's a big difference. So maybe it was about an hour. We were drinking, had a bunch of Bud Lights. I'm not a Bud Light man, but I was into the Bud Lights. We were smoking meats, got a new grill. All of a sudden, this giant white truck, it was like an F-350, pulls up. I'm like, only a man can drive this truck. So I look, and it looks like a cowboy's driving it. He's got a big beard, and he's got to pull in. He's trying to park, and he's fucking everything up. And he's like, seriously, a 13-point turn to get into this fucking little spot. I'm like, wait a second, that's Logan Mankins. And he's pulling up right next to me. I go, Logan. And he goes, just looks at me. He goes, what's up? And he's smiling. My brother and me are kind of busting his balls because he can't park his truck. And we just joke around because we're a little drunk. So anyway, we keep drinking and we just don't think anything of it. He finally gets out of his car. And he just walks over and says, what's up? I was like, hey, what's up? His fucking hands, number one. First of all, he shakes my hand.
Did you give him a beer?
He asked for a beer immediately.
As he should, like, yeah.
So he walks over, shakes my hand. His hand was the size, I'm not even joking, like, if you shook like a Louisville fucking base, like a catcher's mitt, it just enveloped my hand. You know when you hit somebody's hand perfectly for a handshake, like you hit the palm perfectly, and you like nailed that one. Like you can get an embarrassing handshake once in a while, and like only grab the fingers, and like you don't even have the chance to reset because they've already squeezed, and you're like, ugh. And he's gonna think less of me than a man.
I'm a bad handshaker.
No,
it's
one of the things that I pride myself on.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
That's why we never shake. Have we ever shaken hands?
No, you wouldn't be on the podcast if you don't shake my hand well.
So that's why I just avoid handshakes.
Yeah, it's good. So there's a, unrelated, but there's a guy that he's my aunt's best friend's husband. He's just well known throughout my family as the limp dick. He's got an all time limp dick handshake, and then me and my brothers and my father just always make fun of it. So we just like just throw our limp hands into each other's hand constantly. Just fucking throw our hand onto the fucking each other.
There's a level of being a bad handshaker, and at least I make an effort. I'm bad. I make an effort. Then there's a level of like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, you want to touch this, touch it. Like, and
that's what other people. That was what this guy's like. But I went into Logan Mankins like I was a sledgehammer. You know what I mean? Like, if I was doing a business deal, like with a real man, I went in there like, all right, let's Logan. What's up? Grab his hand, and I hit it perfect.
See, right
fucking
there?
10 out of 10, hit the bullseye, and his hand just. My hand went away. It was gone. Like all I could see was my thumb over the top of his hand, and it was like hanging on for dear life. I was like, Jesus Christ, this man's. He wasn't that big, but he was like, I want to say he was like 6'2", probably 300, maybe he's like 290 now, 280.
But you could tell like those guys always slim.
But he just holds his weight and just looks like a man, right? And he just starts drinking with us, and we're like, this is fucking awesome. And I'm asking him, and you can just tell. We got into like, do you like the Antonio Brown thing? He hates it, and you could. I don't want to go too much in the conversation, betray the man's trust, but you could tell he didn't like it for certain reasons.
Yeah, I mean, he was just that old school, like...
Yeah, the guy is, you could tell, he's just no fucking bullshit.
Yeah, he's a man's man in the most man's man world there is.
Yeah.
Like, he was like the guy you didn't fuck with on a football field in the NFL. Like, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, and he was a real personable guy, and we were talking about him. He's like, oh, you know, I live down in southern Massachusetts, so they got a farm.
He has a farm?
He has a giant farm, he says. He has cows, goats, all types of shit.
Cows and goats?
And, I don't know, yeah, whatever, he's wild. He had a belt buckle. I swear to God, it was the size of a fucking hubcap. I was like, this guy, he's just the real deal. Love him. And so he has to do a little appearance outside of the stadium. He's like, I'm just going to go over there for a little while, and then I have to leave before the game. I was like, all right, well, it was nice meeting you. I asked him a few more questions.
Did you try to exchange numbers?
No, see, that was the thing. I wanted to get him on the pod. I'm telling you right now, he's not a pod guy.
No, he doesn't understand.
He probably knows what it is, but I didn't want to get outright and be like, no, you fucking nuts. Like, I thought we were just being friends here. You're going to be in your goddamn podcast and Saugus.
I mean, to be honest, like, I wish you would have embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, no, trust me.
For the pod?
I did, but I actually people tend to love me when I'm a little bit in the bag. When I'm like 45%, 50% in the bag, people tend to love me. You could tell that Logan, me and Logan were getting along real well. And we're telling each other stories. And he's telling me old stories about the old Pats. And he was like, and they traded me to Tampa. And it's the worst fucking place in the world.
Oh, how pissed was he?
And he was like, he was like, I understand it was a business decision. But I was just like, but then he was Tampa. And I was like, there for 2 years. And I was just like, I just fucking hated every minute about being there. He's like, it's fucking hot all the time. He's like, it's so humid.
Probably inept coaches after going from there. Like, he just like, why am I dealing with this bullshit?
No, he was like, it was the most miserable. I think the exact quote was like, the most miserable place I've ever been in my whole life.
He doesn't feel like a Tampa guy.
No.
He would have loved to be an Indy.
So anyway, Jarvis Green came over, gave him a hug. And I was like, oh, I got a great story about Jarvis Green. And Logan Mason was like, let me hear it. And I just told him this dumb story.
Jarvis Green Ellis?
No, you're thinking Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Jarvis Green.
He
was a DN. Yeah, DN.
Jordan the biceps.
For 2003, 2004. He was a good player. Great. And, he came over and was hanging with us, too, for a little bit. And I'll get more into that story later. But, so anyway, we keep drinking. He goes, I got to go over there. He grabs a beer for the road and just walks back. Swear, he fucking looks like Andre the Giant. You ever seen that famous picture when Andre the Giant has like a Miller Lite in his hand and it looks like a shot glass?
Yeah.
It was exactly like that. Okay. And so he just walked away. Nobody even noticed who he was. Walked all the way back. And then, we kept going. A couple more friends of mine came over. And we tell him the story. He's like, yeah, whatever. That's fucking weird. Like, why would he come over? I swear to God, we were like maybe two or three hours left after that. We were still drinking, and all of a sudden, fucking Logan Mankins just comes back out of nowhere. And he's like, what's up, guys? I was like, what's up? We're just friends with Logan Mankins now. So he's like, you guys got more beers? I was like, hell yeah. He's like, you guys got steak tips? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. And
he was just getting him. Oh, this guy's the best. That's all he cares about. Beers and steak tips.
He was getting after it. He's like, yeah, I had a few over there. Nobody cared. Took a few pictures, signed a few autographs, whatever. And I was like, yeah, it's awesome. So I was heavy in the bag at this point. And I'm performing, I'm jumping around, dancing, telling stories. And I don't know how it came up, but I was like, somebody was like, oh, sit on the ice. I was like, no, you can't sit on the ice. It gives you hemorrhoids. And I don't know why I thought, somebody told me that if you sit on cold shit, it gives you hemorrhoids.
Hilarious.
And I was like, I don't even know if that's true, but I just repeated it.
Yeah, because people say ice baths all the time. Yeah. And
get hemorrhoids. And Logan Mango was like, that's not true. I was like, yeah, it is. That's what I heard. And he was like, no, it's fucked up. And he goes, you used to have hemorrhoids all the time. Hernandez, he used to go in the bath, he used to go in the shower and come out with like blood on his fingers and shit. I was like, wait a second. I know some rumors about that guy that may lead to me to believe why he's got blood on his fingers coming out of his asshole. And he's like, oh, I don't know anything about that. But he was just like, that's what happened. I was like, that's fucking a disgusting story. But I want to get back to that. Hypothesis.
He was terrified of Hernandez that he didn't give a fuck.
No, he didn't. He was not scared of anyone.
Because a lot of this people guy in is the not, locker room said they were kind of like nervous to be around
him. I didn't ask him about that. I just asked him if he was gay or not. And he was like, I don't know.
That's the only thing you care about?
No, I was like, is he gay or not? Was he gay,
big,
you think?
This is a big outing podcast. This is what we do here on the Bongo. We out people.
I don't like to give out the way the story, because I was like an insider. I was like, I had my own little inside guy. And I was like, man, Logan Mankins,
you don't
want to
give up what story?
Well, I'm like, it was kind of like personal, like in the locker room stories. Like, he probably didn't, I mean, the guy's dead, so I don't think he minds, but like, he was, he's got blood coming out of his assholes in the shower, and, like, there was rumors that he was gay with, like, a gay guy in jail, and, like, he had gay boyfriends, and that's why he was killing people.
Do you have another story that you're not telling the podcast, or is that the story that you feel bad you just told?
No. No, that's it.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, that's not that bad. That's not doing any harm.
No, I like Logan Mankins. I mean, I'm friends with him. I might text him after this. We'll go out for friendlies, maybe.
Yeah, he seems like an Applebee's guy.
Oh, he was such a good guy. No, that guy... I tell you what, if you got it, that guy a plate of riblets, be gone in 2 seconds.
Yeah, he's
biggest
like,
guy we've ever seen.
He seems like he could settle into Applebee's and just order half the menu. And
drink he
32 ounce beers for $3.
Oh my god, he tailgated with me for all told probably two and a half hours. Just hung out.
So what happened with Jarvis Green?
So this is post game, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell it anyway, even though it's post game. So Jarvis had come over earlier and was like hanging out. And he was only there for like 10 minutes, didn't have a beer or anything. And, after the game, I was real drunk. I was tuned up. And all of a sudden, Jarvis Green comes over. I'm like, what the fuck? He was like, hey, what's up, guys? I was like, hey. I was like, and he was like, Logan said it was a cool place to be. I was like, what?
Like, Logan's a man.
Like, Logan's got me all hooked up. So I get Jarvis Green comes over. He's got a
Did
tall girl.
Did you tell
girl.
Logan you're at every game, like, in the same spot?
No, I'm not in the same spot every game, but I was like, I should have got his phone number. We'd text. He wouldn't text me. There's no way. I bet you that guy, he probably has a Nokia. Like, there's no way he has a cell phone. That's, this guy is Stone Age.
He does feel like the type of guy where if you're like, hey, I'm at the game, I get steak tips and beers, like, he'll just keep coming back.
I feel like they might, like, if you're a player, especially there's a lot of players at that game. First of all, I was like, why is Logan Mankins not in the players' parking lot? Number one. And he was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. They wouldn't let me. I just came in here first, because I got to go over here to this CarMax lot.
Even give a fuck.
No, he didn't.
Just like, let me park my dumb truck and get the fuck out of here.
Oh, but the truck, you should have seen it. I'm like, it was like the size of a fucking school bus.
Wait, he was on the field before the game?
No, he wasn't.
What?
No, not at all. That's why it's weird. He was only at like the little patio area, like signing for like an insurance company. It was very weird.
He got paid to go down to the
Not by the Patriots, by this car company. So anyway.
Wait, you're telling me the best left guard.
Besides John Hanna, yeah?
Yeah, whatever.
But they didn't have that many players. They had like 5 players come back. But like, I'm sure Logan Mankins could have gone on the field or been in the...
Martellus Bennett played for like... he played 18 games for the Patriots.
Yeah, but it was all Super Bowl winners. And poor Logan Mankins never won a Super Bowl.
He was the best left guard.
But if we're talking...
might be the best lineman the Patriots have had in this run.
Probably.
I think it's either him or Matt Light.
Yeah, Matt Light or, I mean, Solder was good.
Solder was real good, but Mankins was...
You know, Mankins was probably the best.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you ask who's Brady's favorite lineman on the team, I bet it was Mankins.
Yeah.
Mankins fucking had his back no matter what. He was always getting in fights.
I couldn't resist asking him what Tom Brady's like. Just asked him what Tom Brady's like, and you could just tell like he probably just gets that question all the time. He's just like, oh, he's a great guy. I was hoping I was gonna get like, oh, you know what? He's the best guy ever. I love him so much. He's like the nicest guy. Is he as competitive as they say he is? I was hoping he was gonna like go into detail. And he was like, yeah, I mean, but everybody is. I was like, all right, we're not gonna talk about the team anymore. Let's just talk about Cowboys and drinking. Because I feel like he's like done with football and talking about the past.
Yeah, he probably gets asked those. Yeah, that's true.
He loved Belichick. He brought that up. He was like, oh, I love him. Fuck it. We're like the same guy, all business. Just want to play football and do it the right way.
Exactly. And these guys like respect. That's why like some people come in and they don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're super talented and you can do this. And the other guys just, all they want to do is like take it as seriously as possible.
Yeah. And this guy who's, Logan Mankins, I'm telling you. There is no fuck. That guy has probably never slept in a day in his life. Wakes up at 4 a.m. Hears the rooster crow, has like a coffee, and he's out milking cows. And then that, and like in between early age milking cows, he was playing football, and then now he's back to milking cows. And he's just like, that was just like a blip on my radar. I'm a cowboy, but like I played football one time.
Do we have to change the podcast to Malcolm Go, friend of the pod, and Logan Mankins?
Yeah, I need to get Logan Mankins on the pod.
You gotta get him
over. If I see him next week, next game I go to, like, Logan, come over. So anyway, so Jarvis Green pops out of nowhere, and he's wearing a Patriots alumni shirt, and he's got a girlfriend, tall white white gal, but you could tell she's a, you know, she's more into the brothers, not into white guys. She's got really, you know, she's dressed the type. You know what I mean? Giant heels, super like rhinestone pants. And, you know, she's probably like 6'3". She was huge. And she goes, she was, you could already tell she was a little pissed at him. So she went over to his truck and went, sat in the truck. And Jarvis was like, you guys got beers? Logan says it's the place to be. I was like, yeah, sure. So we gave him beer. Are
you kidding me?
We have beers. He starts talking. And he's like, man, this is fun. I used to love tailgating like back in the old days when I was on the team. I had to come out here after the game and just have a tailgate. And I go, all right. So me and my brother looks at me like, what? Because I've told the story for like 15 years, and like nobody ever believes it. It's just a crazy story. It's a stupid story, but it's true, 100% true. So I was, whatever I was, 19. I was at the game. It was the coldest game in Gillette Stadium history. The Patriots were playing the AFC Divisional game against the Tennessee Titans. Freezing. Everyone was... it was negative 10. We show up in a party bus.
Steve McNair, yeah. George, Javon Curtis.
Yeah, so in those days, you could pull a party bus into Gillette Stadium, like parking lot, regular parking lot. So we're all in there after the game. It's like 3 a.m. Parking lot's fucking empty. Doors open, but the parking lot's empty because we got a fire outside with grill going. And all of a sudden, Jarvis Green just jumps on the bus. Literally right after the divisional game, probably maybe an hour and a half after it ended. And he just pops in and goes, what's up, guys? And everyone's like, what the fuck, Jarvis Green? He's like, so it's like the same thing that's happening in my tailgate right now. And we throw him a beer, and he's drinking. He's been there for like 15 minutes, and we got all these old Medford guys from Medford High School in 88. They won the state championship, and they always talk about it. Like, it's my cousin Jeff's friends, right? They're just fucking big-time, like, literally never left their mom's basement type guys.
Hey, all, hey, but easy, they, but they, easy.
Listen, you live with your grandfather. It's a little different. All right, you got two true, dogs now.
Yeah.
You've been moving on in life.
I am. I'm making progress.
Yeah.
I almost have a girlfriend.
I heard.
Yeah. It's big stuff. She hasn't really figured much
out. She doesn't think you're a boyfriend, though.
That's about that's the weird part.
My chauffeur.
I asked her if we should date. She goes, let's take things slow.
Like, it's been 6 months.
Is that yes or... All right, well, slow is fine.
What can I put on Facebook?
I don't know. What's wrong? Where are we going? All right, whatever.
So I'm telling the story, and Josh Green starts looking at me in the eye. He's like, he's like, something's clicking in my head. Or I go, these drunk guys come up to you and start grabbing you and going, listen, next week, Peyton Manning at home, you got to take him down like the Medford Mustangs in 88. And the fucking guy, Macca, his name was Macca, grabs a fucking Bud Light and smashes it off the floor. They fucking all fired up. And I swear to God, they start like wrestling. I'm like 19 years old. First of all, I've never met a Patriot in my life. No. Like at that time, like it's definitely not a playing one. And I was like, this is like, I was just excited to like see him. And I was like, these guys are fucking up. You could just tell that Jarvis Green was looking around. And he's like, get me the fuck off this bus. And like, so he left like nonchalant. He's like, I got to get out of here. He went home. And then I'm telling the story to him. And I go, Jarvis, so they grab everyone. And he go, Medford Mustangs in 88. And all of a sudden his eyes open as wide as fucking, like as you just got shocked by like a ghost. He goes, the Medford Mustangs in 88. And he goes, I fucking remember the next week I had 3 sacks and I thought Medford Mustangs in 88. And I was like, that fucking is the best thing. There's
imagine Peyton Manning on the ground as Jarvis Green's over him. Medford Mustangs in 88.
88 Medford Mustangs, baby. I fucking was howling. I just couldn't believe it. In his eyes, I'm like, I swear to God, you know it was true because the way his eyes lit up. And he goes, Medford Mustangs in 88. And I was like, that's unbelievable.
That's hilarious.
And
that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
And then.
Because that's all it really takes for like an athlete to like play a little better. It's some fucking drunk guy the week before he's screaming about his high school team.
Because you know, like they're talking about playing for the city and playing for your fans. And he's like thinking about his fucking the week before the Medford Mustangs in 88 guy.
That's hilarious.
And then kind of like, you know, flatline there for a little bit, and his girlfriend, like, you could tell him, rolled down the window. He was like, come on. And he's like, I'm gonna go tell this bitch to shut up. And I go, all right, Jarvis, I'll talk to you later. He goes, no, I'll be back. And he never comes back. He goes in his car, and you could tell this girl was just bullshit at him.
Yeah.
So he was like, he came over and shook our hands through the truck. I was like, all right, bye, Jarvis, get home safe. He's like, bye, guys, Medford Mustangs in 88.
Gave the shut up.
And I fucking loved him.
No, it was funny. So you at the, like, watching the game, NBC, it was on NBC. What was it? Yeah, NBC.
Yeah, Sunday night.
So, all the fall lineup for NBC is coming up. So, all the actors and all the shows were all in the stands.
Oh, really?
So, in between shots, they come back from commercial and be like, oh, here's fucking Joe Douchebag who's on the fucking most
Andy Colorado.
Yeah, the most unfunny show that's probably ever been in existence, and his super hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
And every single time they come back, she would just be on her phone. Like this.
Oh, wait,
crazy.
Was it the Bachelor of Paradise people?
No, it just was every show.
Oh, really?
Like, it was literally like 10 shows. All the actors were there. They must have forced them to go to the game. And you can see every single time, the girl would be on her phone, just kind of probably leaning over going, why the fuck?
I don't want to be here.
I'm at this fucking, like, this is the hottest
about,
girl you've ever
first
seen.
First of all, I don't care about football. I definitely don't care about these two teams.
She's some Hollywood fucking trying to be actress.
Yeah.
That's just hot and has like 40,000 Instagram followers.
Zero brain cells.
Yeah. Like, you can almost see your pussy through a bikini in an Instagram, so that's why everyone follows her. And you're like, is that it? Maybe.
800,000 followers. Like, yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I didn't know that. I didn't, I mean.
So, yeah, obviously. But at home, I just kept seeing this. I'm like, these motherfuckers, like, just, they just plug them in. Like, they're, oh, no, they love the Patriots. Like, this guy is.
Look at him on that brand new hat. Still has the tag on the shirt.
Yeah. He's a theater major, and he doesn't know which way the ball's going.
Yeah.
Like, why? What are we doing here?
This guy has been keeping the gay down inside his body for 28 years. Can you just leave him alone? Don't make him go to a football game.
It's been 29 for me, but what are we getting into here?
So, I mean, then we go into the game. Pre-game festivities. I was so drunk. I mean, I was a little lackluster, but I love that they had fucking, was that dumb band that was big when I was in high school?
Metallica, but it's Metallica Wannabe.
Yeah, but they're from Lawrence. Godsmack.
Godsmack's from Lawrence?
Yeah. So I'm looking. They had. So the audio didn't work in the stadium.
Oh, that's fun.
So like they had like a fake fans, you know, not like fake fans, but like they filled the field with like, I don't know, 2,000 people or something. Yeah. I took a picture of it, like, because they kept showing on the screen. It was like, oh my God, it's packed. And there was like 40 people surrounding the stage and they were singing and no one could hear what they were singing. So everyone was just kind of like wandering around, like, what the fuck should we do now for the next 5 minutes while this band plays to 60 people? And then, you know, then they bring out everybody else and they start doing the banner ceremony. And I swear to God, the loudest ovation I've ever heard in that stadium, like over a touchdown, was when Gronkowski came out and spiked that ball.
Yeah.
At the end. It was as loud as I've ever heard that stadium.
Yeah, I mean, he really is like, without a doubt, you'd never met a Pats fan who didn't like Gronk.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anybody that doesn't like him. Like any team. But like, even as a person, like people just love him.
Yeah, he's just not, there's really, he doesn't give you a lot to not like. Like he's just really good and
he's like, big and this dumb. Is your classic like meathead type guy.
Yeah, he doesn't pretend to be anything else.
No, so he really just doesn't. That's the thing. Is he's not like a, and he just, he's just a good person. You know what I mean? And people just love him.
Was Revis or Browner there?
No. Browner's in jail.
Browner's in jail?
Yeah. Didn't he beat, I think he almost murdered someone.
Yeah, they had it coming.
Yeah.
You
could always tell he was going to go to jail.
He always supports the Pats.
Browner.
Yeah, he's a big
He was really mad with Malcolm Butler when they benched Malcolm Butler, though.
Oh, and the, yeah, man, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he was really mad about
glad
it.
Glad he's in jail.
Yeah, me too. Fuck him. He could rot in there. So anyway, I mean, literally that was as loud as I've ever heard of it. And it was just a very anticlimactic banner drop. I don't understand. Like, back in the old days, they used to have the team would be out there and they'd do the banner drop. They don't do that anymore. Like,
well, because like Belichick's over that shit.
Yeah.
He's like,
but I don't know why. Why? Like, Tom Brady can't see the banner fall? I think it's pretty cool.
They already won.
Yeah, I guess that's what's cooler.
We're moving on. Yeah, it's like that one's like, it's whatever. Yeah. Like, putting a banner up, another banner up is like, all right.
We hang banners, though. Yeah, that's what we're about. Yeah, we're hanging banners.
What we're trying to do right now is do the next one.
But like every sport, you're like, the other team, like the team like raises it to the rafters. You know what I mean? Like basketball and hockey, they raise the fucking banner themselves.
Yeah, they have a million games. That game doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This game mattered. And not only did it matter, they fucking dominated.
They dominated. I mean, the Steelers look terrible. First of all, I think Ben Roethlisberger gained about 40 pounds. He looks finished.
I heard he's retiring. He might retire mid-season.
He should retire.
That
he looks done.
Not good.
I thought they'd be a lot better than they were.
No,
the defense was not better. Like, everyone was like, oh, the defense is going to be way better. They're not better.
They're going to lose. They're playing the Seahawks next week in Seattle.
Yeah, they get killed.
They're going to get smacked.
I wouldn't put it past the Steelers to win 9 games, 10 games, but they're not going to win the division.
No, they're going to do the same. No, the Ravens are legit. Is what they did to the Dolphins is more about the Ravens than the Dolphins, I think.
I don't. Lamar Jackson will not scare me. A fucking iota with this Patriots defense.
But that team is loaded across the board. Like, yeah, their quarterback is probably their weakest link. But like,
where though? I don't see anything that's loaded. I mean, the offensive line is pretty good. Mark Ingram's pretty good, and then they got all rookie wide receivers.
Yeah, the wide receivers.
The cornerbacks don't scare me. They got that one kid, Humphreys, is pretty good.
But Jimmy Smith is all pro.
Marlon Humphreys is pretty good.
Humphreys is good. Earl Thomas, like that.
They got Earl Thomas.
They produce linebackers that, like, every single time they have a linebacker, he's
pretty
just a
good
machine back there.
Yeah, but Mosley's not there anymore. I don't know anybody in their defensive line.
No, they have, like,
Suggs is gone.
They're good.
I don't trust you. I mean, the Patriots have to play them in Baltimore, but there's just no.
I don't think they're Patriots level, but I think they're dominate the Bengals, Browns, and Steelers level.
Yeah.
The Browns are bad.
Yeah. Everyone was hyping them up hard. The thing is, you never thought about their coach that's never coached an NFL team. And with all these fucking egos, fucking Odell Beckham's wearing a fucking $400,000 watch during the game.
Hilarious.
Which, I love Odell Beckham, but like, why are you wearing a watch?
I actually don't like him, but I like the fact that he wears a watch because it's like,
guess what time it is.
What the fuck is the point of wearing a watch?
I don't know. He's trying to like take swag to the next level. You know what I mean? It was like, it's always a new thing. So like, yeah. In the, like when Deion Sanders like first really started it with like the towels hanging and the bandana, and then it was like the fucking nasal strips. You know what I mean? And then it was like
chain. He always had a chain.
Yeah, the chains, like, and then the compression, like the compression sleeves and all that shit. And you know, the fancy cleats and all that shit. And now it's fucking, I'm gonna wear a watch. Fuck it.
Yeah. It's exactly what's going on with whores in this country.
Yeah.
It started out with, like, if you wore just a little cleavage, it was a big deal. Now, if you don't have a titty out by midnight at the club, like, what are you doing?
I love what they're going around. It used to be, like, cleavage was, like, the thing. And then, like, I remember, like, probably 10 years ago, I was like, oh, side boob, side boob. Now they've just invented under boob. Just came up out of last year. They're like,
it's
that's
a great
the,
one.
That's the thing now. Like, if like bikinis are just made for that now.
I've had girls at the bar I work at wear mesh shirts.
Yeah.
You just see their nipples.
Well, they're freeing the nipple,
man.
It's
the best thing of all. The fact that this country's finished in like 20 years, like, it's the best time to be like part of the country at a young age. Like, if you're old, it sucks because like the country's kind of dying. But if you're young and you just get drunk, and it's just great. Drugs are everywhere. Everyone's just fucking everyone. It's phenomenal time
to
be
in the 60s.
Yeah. So it's great.
I missed out on both of these times, folks.
It is a lot like the 60s.
I'm going to Disney World in a couple of months or in a month.
Yeah.
Which sounds funner.
Well, you see, Minnie's walking around with a thong.
Minnie's under boob.
Yeah. Minnie's horning it up down there. So I really do think, what the Pats did to the Steelers aren't that good of a team.
No, but they were supposed to be. That's the thing. Like, they didn't take a step back. They got rid of, like,
They didn't make the playoffs.
They were right there. I mean, who was, like, the Ravens weren't better than them, really, last year.
No, they were the same team. But the Ravens got better, I think, and the Steelers got worse.
So, I mean, the Ravens added a bunch of rookies. The fucking Steelers lost, like, a cancer in Antonio Brown. And then didn't lose anybody.
He was by far their best player, and he was probably... the way they talk about how he practices, two things I liked about the signing was when...
He's like legendary for that, right?
When he was super excited when he was losing $30 million.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this guy just really kind of wants to win.
Yeah. And I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking he's fucking insane and just like, I don't know.
No, he just cares about playing football and he's like sick of playing football for the shitty team. Now he can go play for whoever he wants.
Yeah. Well, he could have done that in the first place. But like,
no, he couldn't.
Yeah, because they had to trade him, right?
So then, he was excited he was losing $30 million, which means he actually really cares about football.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I liked was that he said he's the hardest working player in practice the Steelers have ever had.
Yeah.
Like, he's insane in practice. Like, he takes it more seriously than in order to be the best player in the league for 7 years in the most competitive league at that position. Like, you have to be like that. So those are two things where I'm like, yeah, this guy might be crazy, but... Maybe he's just crazy about football. So
I don't mind. Yeah, he might be. And I don't put it bad. Like, Belichick, I mean, he was fucking unreal today at the press conference. He was dodging. He was just like, I'm not telling you. Like, I don't care what you think. Like, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
They're like, is he practicing today? He's like, yep. And is he going to play? I don't know. Maybe. Like, he was like, we'll take it day to day. Like, the same way he answers every question for every player. And they're like, do you know about these rape allegations? He's like, yeah, we released a statement. And he's like, do you got anything to add? No, that's why we released a statement. And he was just fucking burying him. Because, you know, like, the Boston Globe and everybody was there for the first time all season just trying to bury Belichick and get a look at Antonio Brown, who you know they're going to hide. You know, same thing they did with Josh Gordon last year. Like, they just want to go in there and just ask these questions. Like, why are you doing this? You're fucking, you're arrogant. You know, they just want Belichick to be the arrogant guy that, like, he's taking over and he's a piece of shit and all this. But
if you're a newspaper reporter at this point, like, you're a fucking loser. Get a real job. Stop it. You guys aren't doing anything. Like,
they're not breaking any news, no.
No, taking sports media that seriously to act like they're this, like, pompous people who need to hold teams in check and you know, report on what's going on. It's, oh, fuck yourself. Like, nobody cares. The fans don't care.
I can get as much about, like, from, like, print media as I do on Twitter, and I get it 24 hours earlier.
Yeah, Twitter's like, they'll be
like,
much better. Like
tomorrow they're going to tell me that Bill Belichick was mean to them in a press conference. I already knew that like 3 hours ago.
And they act like, they really do, they act like what their opinion's so important because they somehow write for...
Well, they all think they're like Will McDonough or like Sporty McKenzie or whatever these guys are from like the 30s, you know what I mean? With the fucking the press pass and their fucking fedoras, you know what I mean?
It was the only way you can find out about the team. It's like, that's over. Like, the fucking...
George Foreman beat Ali.
The drunkest girl I know at Nantucket this summer is a reporter inside the Patriots locker room. She works for, like, whoever she works with, Nesson or whatever. It's like, that girl can give you more information than whatever you're going to write in your dumb article.
My podcast delivers the same amount of information because I found it on Twitter, and I'll give it to you a day earlier.
Facts.
Yeah. And you don't get those Logan Mankin stories with these guys.
No.
They don't want to talk about Jarvis Green and the fucking Medford Mustangs in '88.
They offered Logan Mankin a Trulian, and he's getting spiking it right off their dumb reporter faces.
He doesn't. I remember distinctively Boston Globe reporter, whom I respect, saying that Logan Mankin is the scariest guy he's ever met. Not to me. We're best friends. We would hug if we had a chance. We were doing handshakes, hugs, and hand pounds all over the place. Me and old Logs. I call him Logs. Anyway, the run D, the secondary. We were talking about this earlier before the podcast. The defense is like, you know, usually they start out like vanilla and slow, or they have like for the last 10 years. But this is like 2003, 2004 level defense where all the players have played together for so long that the team is so good and they just know exactly where everyone's going to be. You got a guy running the defense that played the defense. The whole secondary, the linebackers, the D-line, all know what the hell's going on. It's ridiculous. It's great to watch.
I do love Mayo.
Not that, like, the Steelers have a good offensive line, and they have a decent running back, and they have one good receiver. So they weren't, like, exactly, like, scaring the shit out of you coming in, but, like, I mean, you still shut them the fuck down.
I mean, that was...
They gave him 3 points, and it was, like, the fourth quarter.
They were dominant. The thing about this team is, on defense especially, Roberts, who's your captain...
Didn't even play, right?
Didn't get a snap on defense.
Yeah.
Like, J.C. Jackson, who...
I think could be an all-pro.
Could be an all, like, phenomenal year last year. Yeah. He's fighting to get on the field. There's not a single position besides...
Jo'Wan Williams didn't even play. Your second-round pick, he was inactive.
I don't know who... The cornerback?
Yeah, the corner. The 6'4 corner.
I still don't know who that guy is.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're never going to see him.
I don't think he exists. But, like, there's... In the linebacker and secondary, it's very difficult to get on the field.
Yeah.
Van Noy wasn't even there.
Yeah,
couldn't get on the field.
Yeah, it's true. Van Noy's wife was having a baby, and they and Landon Roberts still didn't play.
And so the only places...
The captain.
D-line, I mean, Bennett looked real good.
Bennett looked real good. Winovich looked good.
Solid.
Wise is just like there.
Calhoun is. I never heard of this guy.
He was in the preseason. He's good. He's from the Raiders.
Apparently he's good. He had a great game.
The Patriots wanted him out of the draft, and he went to the Raiders.
Yeah, and then D-tackle, like, Lauren, like, you're still solid. Like, that defense is real, real good.
Yeah. I keep calling him Travis Scott or Trevor Scott because they, like, remind me of the same player. But I keep saying, because I think they wore the same number. John Simon, that's what his name is. I always call him Travis Scott because they wore the same number and they look the fucking same. But I'm telling you, he's like my Vrabel right now. He came in and learned the Patriots defense in like 2 weeks. It was like a huge piece of the Patriots like championship run last year. And now he's getting better as every game goes on. He's just really good.
Simon's solid.
Yeah.
He really is solid.
He fucking sets an edge. He's fucking no nonsense. Doesn't try and like spin move. He just sits there, holds the guy, and waits to make a play on the edge. That's what he does.
Yeah, he is the real deal.
Yeah. Philip Dorsett had a breakout game.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't expect that.
No.
You look good.
You think they're releasing him? And we're going to release the Kraken of Philip Dorsett right now?
Well, I think Brady definitely likes him a lot.
Yeah, I think Philip Dorsett is very much like a Matthew Slater type personality too.
Yeah, like he just does everything right. Like
no tattoos, just regular dude. Josh Gordon, how good did he look?
I mean he still feels like he can score a touchdown every time he gets the ball.
Yeah, and it looks like he's running half speed.
You can tackle him.
No,
and he's real fast.
He's fucking like the Terminator.
Yeah,
he's more jacked than Gronkowski has ever been jacked.
No.
And it's ridiculous.
And he's big in fat. Like, he's like 240, it looks like.
Yeah, I think he might be even bigger than that. Like, he might be 240 because Gronkowski's 240 now. But Josh Gordon doesn't have an ounce of fat on him.
Edelman hasn't lost close to a step.
No, he looks the exact same as always. James he throws White his body around like crazy.
Great.
Yeah, the only downside was Sony Michel running up the middle. That was really it.
It wasn't even him. The offensive line didn't look great. The snaps. Like, did you guys see the snaps?
Yeah, he was like fucking throwing wiffle balls, right?
It was like a pop-ups.
Yeah.
Like, they were awful. Like, the Brady was waiting for the ball.
I was a center, and I'll tell you right now, that's the easiest thing to do. You don't have to hit a spot in your groin. All you have to do is you hold the hand, your fucking fingertips on the laces, and you throw it back like a spiral.
Yeah,
that's all you do.
It's weird.
It's literally the easiest thing to do.
You don't really see that in the NFL anymore.
No.
Like, even when they're like, this guy came over, blah, 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 and, like, the snaps are off. It's like,
I tell you what, Karras has one bad snap, I'm going to cut him off my fucking, out of my team. I hate him. I can't have it.
Cannon was a tough loss.
Yeah, but they're saying it's only a few weeks.
Yeah, he's always hurt, that motherfucker.
He is always hurt. But
so they moved
Tooney to right tackle,
Tooney
right?
Tooney to right tackle. Tooney is a fucking, that
beast.
Guy is.
He's going to get paid a lot of money, and he's not going to be on the Patriots next year.
He's just like it's a weird, like, he's so small. He doesn't look big. He doesn't look, him and Andrews are two, like, weirdly.
Dude, Andrews Tooney and Shaq Mason are the best interior offensive line in
they're
the NFL.
They're mean. Yeah. Is what they are. They're like, they're small, angry guys. They're like Irish fucking.
It's not much different than Copen, Mankins, and Connolly, or Copen, Mankins, and Kaser, whoever the hell was it set right
Connolly
guard then.
Was sneaky under. Yeah, that guy was great. Yeah, they have a real good. Their line is, that's where they're.
The line's kind of falling apart a little bit, but Isaiah Wynn looked good. Shaq Mason obviously looked good.
Gronk was your best run blocker.
Yeah. Off tackle, yeah. Trent Brown was really good.
Trent Brown was great, yeah. But Wynn looked real good. Wynn is like, I mean, he's crazy athletic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, the Steelers didn't really put much. They have a great front seven, too. One of the best in the league. But
it just didn't matter.
Their secondary was shit. The secondary is shit, like I said. I mean, he literally looks off safeties, and Philip Dorsett ran through them like they didn't even exist. Same thing, Josh Gordon just ran through the middle of the safeties, and Brady just put it on a dime.
Is this, I mean, I don't think this week is going to, like the 16-point spread, I don't really think.
It's 19 now.
19, I don't think that's warranted.
Between who, the Patriots and the Dolphins? Or like,
I think the Dolphins are better than 19-point, like better than that spread. And yeah. I don't think the Patriots are good, but they're not that good.
No, but okay. I think that everyone saw what happened in Baltimore last week, and everyone saw what the Patriots did to the Steelers, which, like, the Patriots beat the Steelers by a lot, who were supposed to be, like, a top five or top three AFC team. And then the Ravens, who were, like, a top five, beat the Dolphins by 50. It was 42-3 at halftime.
No,
they could have scored 80, I'm guessing. I didn't watch any of the game, but if you put up 42 in the first half, you could at least score 60. I mean, they slow down, I'm assuming, just run the ball.
Yeah.
If it was NCAA, it would have been 65, 70 points. You know what I mean? They're trying to score to get their fucking AP ranking up.
It was just, I don't know. It just.
The only thing that scares me about Miami is they have Brian Flores, Chad O'Shea, all a bunch of old Patriots coaches.
Chad O'Shea's there?
He's the offensive coordinator now.
The wide receivers coach?
Yeah. The wide receiver. He's the offensive coordinator there. Brian Flores, the head coach.
What these coaches try to do is. Belichick probably has a complex system.
Yeah.
But the guys are there, the coaches are there, everyone's there. You try to implement a complex system in whatever they have, 4 or 5 months, like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, they're probably way behind, like, where they should be because they're trying to do too much. It's like...
Well, they're trying to change everything, culture, everything. Start from scratch, and you're making, like, fucking... You know, Xavier Howard and these safeties that are rookies and, like, undrafted guys. Because don't forget, the fucking front office decided it was a good idea to trade, like, three of their best players a week before the season started.
Who?
They traded fucking Kenny Stills. They traded their left tackle, Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
They traded all these fucking players. And, you know, they traded, what's his name, Jawan Williams, whatever, their right tackle. It was really good.
They traded two tackles?
Yeah, they traded a lot of players in the last, like, month to tank, basically, is what they're saying, is they're trying to tank.
Oh, so basically the players are pissed that the GM and the owner is basically trying to take the team out from under Flores.
That's what it seems
like.
But
they still like Flores, though, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
He seems like the guy that...
Like, I don't know. He's a player's coach, definitely.
Yeah, he seems like a
guy... He's going to be a Belichick type. Like, he's a hard ass and he's smart, but he's like... I'm sure he knows what he's doing. Yeah. But they're fucking him, basically. They're giving him nothing to work with. Like, swear to God, if they fire him in, like, year three, which they've done in the last, like, 4 or 5 coaches, I'd be pissed. I would hate Miami Dolphins. I'd hate them now, but, like, Miami fans should hate him because Flores is a good coach and they're going to fuck him over.
Speaking of that, I feel like Patricia is kind of wobbling. He's not going to have a great year.
What do you... it's so hard.
Arizona's awful last year.
Yeah.
They got a rookie quarterback.
It's so hard to change a losing culture. Like, I mean, what is this? His second year? It's so hard to change a losing culture. Like, the Detroit Lions have been in the NFL since year one and they still have never won a championship.
Yeah.
They've never been to a Super Bowl. They've been in the fucking league since forever. Since the day they started, they were like, Detroit Lions. That's a team name. You know what I mean? That's fucking... How do you do that? How do you even do that? Cleveland Browns have like 35 championships. It's fucking... There's just teams that are just losers for so long that people don't want to be... That just... You can't turn it around. Like, Cleveland hasn't done it. Detroit hasn't done it. I mean, who's been terrible for a long time? The Cardinals were terrible Patriots. For like 40 years. You know, the Patriots did, but that's an anomaly. I mean, they changed.
Yeah, it is true. The Chargers still can't win. Like, a lot of teams that can't win. Kansas City.
Kansas City's never won. No. I mean, they have won, but it was like the first. It was like Super Bowl one or two.
No, it was before the Super Bowl started. It was
no, they won Super Bowl three, I think.
No, I thought it was the AFL versus the NFL. Like they won the last AFL NFL game, lost the first Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't know. I thought they won Super Bowl two or three. But yeah, it's just fucking difficult to do. Like the Houston Texans have. You know, since they started, they were like terrible for 8 years, and then they were good for a couple, made the playoffs a bunch of years, and now they're just in mediocrity. It's just they don't have an they have a fucking the Patriots ex character coach is teach like is the GM right now.
Yeah, it is awful.
It's
so
just
what do you think? You think this week is just a blowout?
I do because I just don't. I don't know. It's a weird thing. The Miami has like three things going for them, right? I say they have the coaches, they have early season Fitzmagic. Which is always a risk. And then the weather, where it's going to be probably, who knows? I don't know what it's going to be, but it's early September, but I'm guaranteed, yeah, it's going to be at least 110 degrees.
Yeah, facts.
And you know they're going to have the Patriots wearing blue, and it's going to be on the hot sideline because they geniusly engineered that stadium where the visitor's sideline's in the sun the entire game for a 1 o'clock game.
Perfect.
So they'll be melting to death.
Did you see what they're doing in college? There's like a truck they pulled up in the field. And the players get in the back of the truck, and it's just the AC and fans and shit, and they're sitting inside a truck.
Really?
It's like a big box truck they get in.
I wouldn't let my Syracuse University get in a truck after last week's performance.
Oh, they stink.
They stink. I knew they were going to stink, too. I just saw it coming. This fucking, they have this Guinea fucking quarterback from New Jersey, and he's just like, he was like this high recruit, and I looked at him, I was like, he just doesn't look like, you know, It's Jewish people and Italian people are very similar. It's like we can only be good at like boxing. Like there's nothing there's nothing else. Like
they feel like every quarterback feels that's Italian feels like they're Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Like only about themselves. Like well, doesn't even care about
Italians, not Jews so much, but Italians have a lot of like swagger. They try to be like
yeah.
It's very Italians and like black people have a very similar swagger about them. Both of them want to be gangsters. Both of them want to have a lot of necklaces.
Yeah.
Hair gel. Like they have, you know. There's a lot of shit going on. And, you know, they like to show off and be a little swaggy. And this kid, he tries to do it, but he's just not, he's not good enough. He's not. I watched him for two games. You know, they were ranked 21st in the country. And they went to Maryland and got, it was like 42-3 at halftime. Yeah. I was like, come on. Now we got Clemson at home this week.
They're not
on college game day.
No, they stink.
Who stinks?
Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson stinks. It's not going to be good. So, listen, at home, college game day, which I've never had. So, I mean, that's going to be exciting.
Stadium, like,
they're going to sell out the stadium. They've never sold. I'm telling you, I went to college there in 2003. They never even came close. I wouldn't even say they sold 60% of the seats for a football game.
Well, I couldn't even imagine selling that. That stadium is so weird.
It's terrible. It's the worst.
It feels so hollow.
Well, they're redoing it now, but it does suck.
It feels like empty in there. It's like it's so famous too. It's like the Carry Dome. Everyone talks about it, but it's like
it's cool for basketball. For football, it's the worst.
Yeah, basketball.
They should have ripped that fucking roof off and made it an outdoor stadium. How fucking cold and snowy it gets there.
Oh yeah, like,
make fucking University of Miami come play Syracuse in November. It fucking snows 11 inches by halftime. You think they were fucking having a good time? That's how you win. How do you think the Patriots beat the Miami Dolphins in December every year?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? What the fuck? It's a weather advantage. I never understood that. I still don't. I never will understand it. Send fucking Virginia Tech. Send fucking North Carolina up to play the fucking Syracuse University. Yeah.
No, because I get it 100%. I lived in San Diego for three years. I came back. I was like, I'm not going outside until March. Like
cold. I mean, it's just a fact that if you play in warm weather, like 90% of the time, like San Diego, whatever the LA Rams, unless like you're in a dome or whatever. I mean, if you go out and play in fucking Denver, if you go out and play in Green Bay for a playoff game, you're at a fucking horrible disadvantage.
It's so easy to go play in nice weather.
You can't fucking recreate 13 degrees and sideways snow and rain. No, you can't recreate it in practice.
Because your mind, you can't train your mind to focus like that.
Why do you think the Patriots were so tough and strong going to Kansas City and it was like 20 degrees and snowing?
It was the easy,
They didn't even care. No. You know what I mean? But fucking tell me one fucking second if Kansas City, put the Chiefs in Miami, right? That's a Miami team now. Now they're the Miami Chiefs. The Miami Chiefs had to come to Foxborough and fucking in February. To play in the end of January and play the AFC Championship game.
Even like
just the like Ravens, the Colts used to do too. Colts used to do the same fucking thing.
Even the Ravens, yeah, the Colts, like they were really a dome team. They cold down there. Like the Baltimore, it snows maybe once a year, maybe. Like that is kind of tough.
But Indianapolis was, I mean, that's a pretty cold town. I mean, it's not freezing, but I mean, they played in a dome. They'd come to the fucking Foxborough in the wintertime, anytime it was the winter, and they'd shit them pants.
So what's your prediction for this week?
Whatever, yeah. So I got 36-10 Pats. I just don't think, I think the defense is too good. Even though I think Flores and O'Shea are going to do something, I don't think they can do anything other than what the Patriots offense already does. But they don't have the players or the skill set. So I think 36-10. Worst case scenario, I'd say it's 28-17 would be a worst case scenario. Wins for Pats.
So I have 31-21.
Wow, you think they're going to give up 21 points?
Yeah.
I don't think they're giving up 21 points all season. So
really?
That's me. No. Maybe only to the Chiefs, and that's it.
No, this is the type of game that Belichick forces them to play a defense they normally don't play. Yeah. And then won't play ever again. And you'd be like, why did they give us so many points? That was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, because they played like a 4-high safety the whole game. They played some weird defense that they're not.
They could literally play man-to-man and just rush the, you know, just rush the front and win this game by 20.
100%. But he doesn't really, he always does this. Yeah. When you're like, why do they keep this game close to the shitty team? It's like, because he purposely makes them play a shitty game plan. So that way, come...
He puts stuff on film for later.
Yeah. So like, or come to, you know, January, it's like, oh, the one time they need to play a cover three with a blitzing linebacker, blah, blah, blah. They remember what they're doing. Do that.
Yeah.
Because they did an entire game against Miami for no fucking reason.
Yeah, and it wouldn't shock me either if they lost. Like, it wouldn't at all.
Like, this could be a close game.
And I wouldn't even, you know what? And I told you last week, and I'll tell you forever, if they lose a game this year, you're not going to see me be like, oh, why'd they do this? I don't understand why they... It doesn't matter.
We'll be two beers drunker on the pod, and that's it. Yeah.
And then we're going to, then at the AFC Championship game podcast, we'll be talking about like what we're going to do to win. That's it. It's going to be the same thing every year. So, all right. Until then, Brady Disciple on Twitter, Malcolm Go Pod on Twitter, Malcolm Go Podcast at gmail.com. I got a lot of emails last week. A lot of love. Appreciate that.
Pod's back, baby.
Pod's lifting off. It's up for takeoff. We're on Spotify now. We're on every place you get. You know, podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your moms.
You heard Belichick. He said,
they asked Belichick
what he likes about football season.
Yeah.
He said, I like everything about football season.
Malcolm Go Podcast.
I like football and I like everything that comes with it. Know what comes with it? Malcolm Go Podcast, motherfuckers.
Logan Mankins friendships. Till then, see you next week. Go Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All from this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.